Hello everyone and welcome. This is your first episode of TJ Talks. So Jacob, how you doing today?
I'm doing well. How about you?
I'm doing pretty fantastic. What a nice, beautiful day in London, Ontario.
Yeah.
So what do you want to talk about, Jacob?
Elon Musk.
Perfect. So the premise of this podcast here is, well, we're going to try and give you guys a little bit of our insight, just two kids, just finished university, hanging out and interested in tech, in politics, social trends. So you give us ideas and we're going to talk about them, give our own views and opinions on them.
I like the term social trends.
That is a good term. I like that term too.
Okay,
so Elon Musk.
So you're an investor in Tesla.
Yeah, good backstory. So I invested in Tesla in about, I think it was 2015, and I invested at them at $200. Fantastic investment. I got out of them at $300, so I made a ton of money there. But then I kept looking at their stock, and after I got out, it kept going up. So naturally, I was like, okay, I'll buy in again. I bought it in at $367, and then it never returned to that price for about a year. I was in the red for so, and it got bad. I was like, it was like 290, 280, and then I finally recovered, and I sold it right away. And then right after I sold it, it dipped. So,
do you think that's a breakout point, or?
It could be.
If it goes higher than that, are you going to buy it again?
You know what? There's people who've been rumored that Tesla is a $400 company, valued $4,000, valuation of the company on Muskology.com. But it's pretty good. But Elon Musk, he's the real reason why I invested and eventually why I got out.
Do you think he's lost it a little bit over the
years?
Yeah,
so there's been a couple stories. Do you want to take us through some of the stories that's been in the news?
Well,
share with our viewers.
Yeah, he called out the one guy for being a pedophile, one of the Thai explorers, or he was saving the kids. That's what he was doing.
Right, so there was a Thai cave diver that was saving the kids.
Yeah.
And then Elon...
He called him a pedophile.
Yeah, Elon called him a pedophile.
In a tweet.
Not good, but he did make fun of Elon's device that he used to save the kids, called it like a sex toy or something you could shove in his butt.
That's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny. Yeah. So I don't think Elon needs to come back with that harsh of a remark, right? Hey, you're a pedophile. Dude, you're trying to save the kids, not molest them. So,
jeez.
So that was pretty outrageous. But,
is he dating this girl Grimes right now, or?
Oh, yeah. There was another big thing where Elon... So the reason why the stock price went up to where initially bought it was because he tweeted... looking at, what was the exact tweet? It was, looking at taking Tesla private at 420. Funding secured.
Or was it acquired?
Funding secured or funding acquired or something like that. Yeah. And everyone thought, oh my god, this is fantastic news for Tesla.
Is that when you got out?
That's when I got out, because the stock kept going up. I said, I've seen this too many times. This is too good to be true.
And now the SEC is looking into it.
But the craziest rumor about that is that someone was recording with his girlfriend, Sophia Grimes, right?
Okay, because she's an artist or she's a musician?
Yes, because she's a musician.
What type of music does she make, Trent?
I couldn't tell you.
I'm not 100% sure either, but I feel like it's indie.
Yeah.
Or like pop.
It's definitely going to be something hipster. I feel like it's going to be hipster. If you're dating Elon Musk, he's at the cutting edge. You think
Elon Musk has dated a lot of women.
Yeah?
Yeah.
He has.
He's had a lot of breakups, I think.
What did one of his girlfriends say, that he treats his girlfriends worse than his employees?
Oh my god.
And he treats them pretty bad.
Oh my god.
I've heard stories about some people who worked at Tesla, and they essentially said that Elon Musk is the messiah, but he's also the one with the battle axe. And he's really intimidating. If he gets you in an environment to ask you a question, and if you don't know the answer to that question while you're solving an engineering problem, sorry, but you're gone.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, it's a really intense, and it shows how much influence he has in Tesla. He is Tesla. He micromanages everything.
Wow.
Which is really interesting.
So, like, why didn't he do that with PayPal? Why did he decide to sell PayPal and keep Tesla?
Maybe he saw more potential in Tesla.
Yeah.
He's changing the world with Tesla. I will give him that. He's changing the world a little bit.
What do you mean by changing the world?
Okay. So, 10 years ago, if someone said to you, hey, do you want to get into a car that can park itself, that can autonomously drive itself? You sit there, eat popcorn, and you don't have to pay for gas ever. You said, get out of here. You're talking about the year 2040, not 2018. This is happening now because of Elon Musk's innovation, I think, anyways.
Really?
What do you think?
Well, my mom's Honda Civic can drive itself down the highway, so I figure other cars are able to do that right at this point.
They're catching on
from... So I'm
from,
saying that it's probably in 2018 that that's...
Okay, they're catching on from Elon Musk's initial innovation, initial drive with Tesla.
But didn't Google start with, like, AI cars?
They've been trying for a while. I haven't seen much success in them. Because they also look ridiculous with a massive spinning, like, helicopter blade on the top. I don't want to drive by that. Those people who drive those kind of cars are people wearing helmets in their car seats.
Well, maybe I want to pay attention when I'm driving my car a little bit, you know? Maybe I don't, you know, want to watch a movie or something.
I guess. I just think it increases productivity in society overall.
Can people still be drunk when they're in these cars? Like, there's a lot of ethical questions
there
here.
There are ethical questions. I don't see why not. What do you think of that issue?
I don't know. Like, it doesn't seem right to me.
Why? What's wrong with that?
Because, have you ever watched 2001 A Space Odyssey?
No.
Like, the computer could go wrong, you know? There could be a bug in the system.
Same thing about human error.
Yeah.
There could be a bug in human error. And that's why, what, there's 6 million car accidents every single year.
Yeah, but if it's human error, at least it's evolution.
Same thing with AI. But that's the whole point of AI. It's just learning from itself. Dude, it's learning better than humans. Yeah. So anyways, okay, back to the Sophia Grimes, Elon Musk story.
Yeah.
Apparently the artist that was working with Elon Musk's girlfriend said that Elon Musk, she couldn't record at that time because she had to console Elon because he was tripping on acid and tweeted something bad and needed consoling.
He was on acid?
Apparently he was on
what
acid.
What did he tweet?
He tweeted that was a 420 funny security tweet.
Oh my god.
That was that tweet.
The tweet you got out of Tesla on.
Exactly.
Elon Musk was on acid.
Apparently. And that's why the SEC is like, stock manipulation. So, it's kind of funny in that sense.
Wow.
Yeah, exactly. He's done some good things, though, with the whole SpaceX thing.
Did you ever read his book?
No.
No?
Did you?
No.
No. But I think that...
He likes SpaceX?
Yeah.
Privatizing space, essentially?
I know you're a big fan of privatizing anything, but I do think that, yes, if you can privatize space, you can probably do it cheaper than the U.S. government is doing right now.
The Space Force, though.
The Space Force. The Space Force. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just sounds cool, right?
I know. It sounds like, you know.
This is out of, like, that movie, A Space Odyssey. A unit of, like, planes circling the globe, right? The sky bomb, like, North Korea or Russia.
Oh, my God.
Right? This is kind of like an apocalyptic future, if almost. These, like, planes watching your every move. Space Force, it sounds cool, but I think it also could be really scary. It depends on where we take it.
Yeah. Is Canada in a trade deal with Trump yet? Or?
So that just came out today.
Did it? I didn't hear about that.
Or 2 days ago, that I was reading through Trump's tweets, and he said, I love Canada, but they have been screwing us over for so long. essentially, he was pretty upset by that. He says he loves Canada, but to be fair, you might know this being more of an economist than I am, but the milk and dairy quotas that we have in Canada, creates huge barriers to entry for the United States.
He's upset about what Trudeau's doing with the dairy farmers.
He's upset, but I understand Trudeau's point of view. Trump's trying to make the United States great again. Trudeau's making Canada, like... Stable.
Yeah, I don't know if Canada, like, I guess, like, Southern Ontario mostly is good at making milk, right? Where else in Canada would you get milk? Quebec. Ontario, mostly.
Could you not get it in the plains? I'm just picturing
I feel like you're probably, that's probably, like, for meat.
More cattle?
Yeah.
more beef?
Yeah.
Why can't you combine the two? Is that unethical?
I don't know. I feel like... I'm not sure why. I don't know the whole farming logistics of how you farm cattle. And I feel like they're different milking cows than, like, beef cows. I'm not sure if you can combine
the two. Oh, it's a dairy... Oh, I'm sure, yeah.
Yeah.
One is being injected with massive amounts of hormones. Actually, no, they're both are being injected with massive amounts of hormones.
Yeah.
That we're consuming. It's great. Actually, well, but there's more milk alternatives now. There is 2% milk. Now they have cashew milk,
yeah.
Almond milk, and I've heard something called oat milk.
Oat milk?
Oat milk.
Okay, so the issue with almond milk is that it takes a lot of water to make it. Because, like, to break down the almond into milk, it takes, like, a lot of water to, you know, get that process done.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's consuming
a lot of fresh water.
Is it? Why is it, does it have to be fresh water?
Well, what are you going to use? Salt water? What are you going to use? Polluted water?
Well, no, because... okay, salt water to break down the almonds, and then, I guess, but they're already going to become salty after that.
You can have salty milk.
I guess. Well, actually, speaking of...
So, do you think oats require a lot of water?
I don't know how that process would work.
Yeah.
Based off my overnight oats I like to make, yes.
Have you started making overnight
oats? I'm making
oats
those tomorrow. You know, we don't have a microwave in this house, actually. I put them in the oven.
Oh, they're probably
going to
taste really good.
They tasted really good. Put some frozen fruit there. Yeah.
Shit.
That was really good.
Ooh.
Overnight oats were really good.
Nice.
But speaking of nuts, actually...
Should I check if this is still going?
I was at...
Speaking of nuts, you were at...
I was at the Bulk Barn
today,
and I picked up some honey roasted nuts, a bunch of other like almonds coated with like sesame snaps and sugar. It's delicious. But I came to the counter with a little bit of nuts, and I thought, okay, healthy stack, gonna be decent price, maybe $10. $30. $30 for these three bags of nuts that I had.
Yeah.
Looked at the lady and said, excuse me? Are you serious? Did you weigh these right? No way it's $30.
Yeah.
And, okay, that's a real big problem with our society right now, is if you want to try and be healthy...
Nuts are too expensive.
Nuts are too expensive. Okay, blanket statement. Nuts are too expensive. Problem with society.
I agree.
I'll go for that.
Okay.
But I think that if you're trying to eat healthy, and, like, if you're trying to be vegan or all of these, like, social trends, you can't be a poor vegan. Let's put it that way.
You can't be a poor vegan?
No, because it is so hard to eat healthy and do it cheaply.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Yeah, no.
I don't know what else to say about.
Well, I think a big problem with this is that we've had companies
for people going to be overweight. Is that the biggest issue with it?
I think it creates like a similar.
They're
going
to have diabetes. They're going to be more of a strain on the healthcare system as well.
Yeah, exactly. But their taste buds will be happier because they're eating more McDonald's.
Yeah, but you also feel better if you're eating good food.
Healthier
food.
Exactly.
Like if you eat McDonald's all the time, or like Mucho Burrito or Chipotle or, you know, KFC, you're
Yeah,
make it fresh.
I think that increases like the caste system almost. Because like the poor are just going to get fatter and sicker.
Yeah.
Because they're eating worse food.
Yeah.
And the rich are going to get healthier because they're eating all these alternatives.
Yeah. So...
But speaking of caste systems, what do you think about that stuff going on in China?
The social caste system?
Yeah. Could you remember that one time? I'm not fully... I don't understand the thing fully.
Well, I think essentially it's like there's a number that's associated with you as a person.
Okay.
And it follows you your entire life.
Okay.
And like it changes depending on like essentially your social standing in society.
Wow.
Yeah.
So the better you are, so if say you become a doctor... You're going to have a high rating?
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
And, like, you're more likely to get, like, first class or
and
other
you,
things.
You get the better... So the more contributing member you are to society.
Yeah.
That seems like capitalism at its finest in a communist regime.
Really? You think it's capitalism?
Absolutely. It's how hard you work is giving you a better outcome. But getting to that place in China, I'm sure, is also extremely competitive.
Uh-huh.
And very challenging. Now, I think that's terrible in the sense that... Was it you who was telling me once that this system is going to create a huge caste system? Because people are not... So, if you think that someone's social ranking is too low, you'll defriend them on Facebook.
Well, you think that would happen? Yeah, that would probably happen. I figure it's hard to figure out how you're going to pass it on to children and stuff. You know? Because, like, are children going to start with their parents, or are they going to start at a even level with everybody else? Like, there's a lot of, like, you know, balancing that needs to go on here. And essentially, the people at the top are going to be able to decide how they want to balance that.
That's a good point. They probably start at, like, after 18 years old, you have, like, a rating system or something.
After 18?
I would say that.
But even, like, that stuff that happens up until your 18 is already going to impact your life and that rating. And, like, that rating is just essentially, like, a measure of you after the point of 18-year-old. Like, you're still going to have, like, issues of, like, power and stuff between when you're born and when you grow up.
I agree with that, but I think after 18, like those issues will come out with the current ranking you get. Like, you'll turn 18 on your 18th birthday, you'll get a ranking from the government.
Yeah.
They'll give you $50 or whatever the communist regime that gives you, and a ranking.
Okay.
And the ranking will be based on, have you applied to university yet? Are your grades really good?
Mm.
You know, are you
yeah.
struggling in school?
I guess it's a better way to communicate, really, is what it is.
What do you mean by that? I don't know if I agree with you.
Because now you'll know, like, it creates, people can't lie as much about themselves.
Yeah.
Right?
That's true. Definitely. Okay.
So it'd create better communication, because then people would have to be open, extremely open. So, like, if we're thinking prisoner's dilemma, people are always going to have to be open, it's better.
That's a good point. But they're being open for maybe not necessarily the right reasons. Where it creates like it's a big brother environment where you add everything.
That's
you
also
disclose.
True. Yeah, that's also true.
And I don't know if I like that.
Yeah. But you're you like communism, don't you, Trump?
So, okay. Interesting point to make. I will say, I visited Nicaragua in the winter of 2016.
Yeah.
And I saw some pretty extreme poverty. You know, the country is not doing super well economically. There's been a lot of political unrest with their figures, and, like, there's had huge drug problems there.
Yeah.
The cocaine industry and whatnot. Old Pineapple Face.
What's your favorite movie?
My favorite movie ever?
No, the cocaine. The cocaine.
Oh, I love the...
Like,
Narcos was an incredible show.
That's your favorite? Like, a Scarface and, like...
Oh, no. My favorite movie
like
ever
documentaries,
is
like
Top
Gun. Cocaine Cowboys or something.
That was okay. No, I think Narcos was the best.
Yeah.
What do you think?
I like Scarface the best.
Really?
Yeah.
Actually, to be honest, I haven't seen Scarface, which is really bad. I'm sorry, dollar viewer or listeners right
now.
Oh,
my. It's long.
Okay, it's
long? I'll give you that. But
okay.
I think you would like it.
Okay. Sorry, but back to our original point of communism. Okay, so...
Sorry.
A lot of... No. This is what this podcast is about. TJ Talks. In Nicaragua, there was a lot of poverty. You'd see people begging on the streets and whatnot. They didn't have a whole lot. It was very rural as well, too. When I went to Cuba, it was in Havana, and I didn't see nearly as much poverty. The average person is far better off than the average person in Nicaragua, from what I could tell, being in, like, the big cities, and being in Managua in Nicaragua versus Havana.
Sorry,
in
the
Cuba.
Who's better off than who?
The citizens of Cuba.
Yeah.
Are far better off
than the citizens of Nicaragua.
They have more money. They have more. They can do things with their lives. They just have more disposable income, and in general, that they always have food.
Yeah.
With Nicaragua, that's not always the case. There was no beggars. There's no drugs in Cuba, like. Nothing.
Really?
All the drugs that... if drugs wash up on the beach, I guess a ship was sank or caught or something like that,
yeah.
There are people who patrol the shores and actively light fires. Like,
really?
light millions of dollars of drugs on fire.
Wow.
Because they do not want to enter. They've seen all the Latin America's countries being corrupted by drugs.
Yeah.
And it's destroyed them. It's destroyed a lot of families, a lot of the economy. It's... Well, like, the black market economy is booming, but the...
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so in Nicaragua, was that a more capitalist state than Cuba?
Absolutely, because
yeah.
The U.S. went in there and said, no, make sure you're making sure.
Was it? Did you use a dollar in Nicaragua?
Actually, I can't remember what we used, to be honest, with my parents, and they paid.
Yeah?
And it wasn't American dollar. What do you mean by that?
Because I know in some South American countries, you actually use the American dollar.
Really?
Yeah, as your currency. Like, I think in Costa Rica, when I went, we used the American dollar.
Really?
Yeah.
I can see Costa Rica from Nicaragua when I was surfing, so that could have been very possible. I don't actually remember. That's interesting. But okay, but I will say one thing about the Cubans, although they had more than the Nicaraguans, I don't know if that necessarily related to more happiness.
Oh, okay.
Because they were always wondering, what is life like outside, where you have more freedom? Because in a communist environment, you don't have as much freedom to do it. They just got internet in a lot of places.
Wow.
There.
Wow.
So you don't have much freedom.
How communist is it now?
More communist than China.
More communist than China?
I would say.
How do they control the people? Like, what means do they use?
So you have like your basic income, your food taken care of.
You have a basic, you have a...
They tell you where you're gonna live, pretty much.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they give like your houses, like the family name and stuff like that. Like, no, you don't really buy it. The houses are like passed down.
Oh, okay.
Through the families, which is interesting.
Oh, that is interesting, yeah.
But my thing was that I think human nature and human greed work better in a capitalistic environment. I think because in that environment, I saw people who were doing better off than most people, but they still wanted more. And they were frustrated that they could get more. Whereas in capitalism, yeah, you can always try to work harder to get more.
Yeah.
But in Cuba, that desire to have more money or even look better than your neighbors,
yeah,
almost like the negative qualities of human characters, I thought was the underlying tone. People were moderately happy, but there was always the desire to get more. Like for example, like my dad was walking on the beach, and this guy saw my dad in an Under Armour shirt. He said, "Hey, I want that shirt." I said, "No, I didn't wear it today. I was thinking I got my shirt to give it to you. No, I gotta wear it."
Yeah.
He's like, no. They keep persisting. Like, I want that shirt. Just because, like, whereas in like, but he wasn't that like poor or anything. He just couldn't actually have access to that shirt. He made a decent income with his job or whatever he was doing at the resort, but he just wanted that shirt.
Yeah.
He couldn't get it unless he went to the States or Canada. I guess not the States anymore.
Yeah.
With Trump and all that. Oh, it's disgusting. It's bad.
I wanted to ask you something.
What?
I wanted to see what you thought about that movie that I showed you a couple nights ago.
That horror film?
Yeah, The Evil Dead.
The Evil Dead. You know what, Jacob? That is a great question for our next podcast.
Okay.
We'll answer that on our next podcast. So, this was our first episode of TJ Talks. Like, subscribe, share with your friends.
Yeah,
and let us know. Let us know what topics we should talk about next or what we should change, whatnot. We're still in our beta testing phase, so thank you to our viewers. And we will...
Trent, we're never practicing.
Try and post our what?
We're never practicing.
Practicing what?
This isn't a beta. This is the real thing.
Oh, okay. Sorry. You're right. This is the real thing.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. This is game 7, Stanley Cup final.
Every game.
Okay. Yeah. Go, Sens, go.